Listen, you bunch of hot dogs.
Welcome, everybody, to Skidmark Central, the best NASCAR podcast this side of the Mississippi. With me, as always, I have Andy.
Hello.
And I'm, of course, Dak. Andy, who are we sponsored by today?
Today, we're sponsored by Rain. We're racing in it.
Rain. Short track rain racing.
At night.
At night. Yeah, I was. That's the first time, right? Mm-hmm. Is it?
First time it's counted. First time it's counted for anything.
we raced in the rain for the first part.
Mm-hmm. That was fun.
So that was cool.
Yeah, everybody's only 30 minutes instead of 30 hours.
Yep. They started on wet tires. The spray wasn't too bad. It was kind of like perfect conditions for it because it wasn't like actively raining or pooling. Mm-hmm. Because everybody's worried about the spray when they got up to speed, but wasn't really that bad, and it was just a little slippery, and everybody kind of raced in there. It was pretty cool because like nobody knew how fast they could go, so mm-hmm. You had some good side by side action until like lanes started to dry, and then that whole thing got out. Larson and Elliott, front row Hendrick boys, led him to green. I think they were side by side for a bit, and then Elliott got by to take the lead. But yep. Then Larson was like, right. Actually, I'm pretty fast. And
never mind.
And caught him and passed him once he realized how fast he can go. I'm pretty sure that's what happened. And then, the track started drying. And eventually lap 30, NASCAR threw the competition caution and said, yo, everybody put those slick boys on. Mm-hmm. And so everybody came down pit road, put on the slick tires. There was still like the track was kind of wet in some spots, but it wasn't looked like it was. It ended up being.
Yeah, the bottom was like completely dry, and the top groove. Or I should say the second groove was mostly dry, is how I would describe it.
That's all you need.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
It was a non-competitive pit stop because pit road was still pretty wet and they didn't want cars slip sliding around down there. So as long as you didn't take an egregious amount of time on pit road, you got your spot back. That you came down in.
Yep. That's all you need. So we get going again with Mr. Larson and Bubba. Bubba was did pretty well this race. Yep. He was up there the whole time. Had a pretty quick car, and so shout out to that to Mr. Bubba. He would come in handy later in the race too. But Larson would get out to the lead. It was pretty much Larson and Truex this whole race. That's just kind of how it was. Because eventually Truex gets up there into second. And we start going through some green flag pit stops. Some people kind of stayed out faster than... or. Longer than others. They played the little bit of the pick game. Didn't really matter that much until Kyle Busch hit the wall, and then they kept like, it was funny to me because they kept showing Kyle Busch, but they didn't show like what happened. So they're like, caution's out, and they're just like on Kyle yeah. Busch, and he's just going around the track like normal. I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah, what did he do?
So that was pretty funny. And it didn't look that bad. He went straight into the wall. But it looked like he like kept going. Like on first like inspection, you're like, I'm not really sure what happened here.
Yeah. And on second inspection, as well, I also said, I don't really know what happened here. I don't think a caution should have come out for that at all.
No, probably not.
It's like, well, we got a car out of the groove. Caution.
Yeah, a little weird. But I don't know. I don't make the rules. It wouldn't be the first bad call today. Actually, it would be. But anyway, everybody pits. Some people went a lap down from staying out too long. Notably, Mr. Bowman, I think was one of them. Maybe Suarez. I don't know. Impossible to tell. And then we get going again. This time we got Mr. Truex and Logano going out there. And I believe Mr. Truex would take the lead and just start cruising away. And then notably, Mr. Bowman was trying to keep his lap at the end of the race and fighting with Truex, but Truex was like not giving it up at all, not giving an inch for this lap down battle. And ends up being Bowman to the line. Maybe it's going to be karma for later. I don't know. But gets the stage W, keeps Bowman a lap down. And Bowman was pretty fast, too. He was in the, at least in the top 10. I mean, obviously not when he was going a lap down. But earlier in the day, he did the pit strategy to try to stay out and see what he could do. But it is what it is. So we everybody pits. Kyle Larson was able to keep track of his pit stall, gets in second place there. Like I said, it would pretty much be Truex and Larson all night. And we'd get going again. Truex is basically leading this whole thing. Not really much to report. We go through a cycle of green flag pit stops. Nothing crazy happens. I mean, I think somebody misses their pit, didn't they?
No, the first round.
Oh, nothing was uneventful.
Paying out a couple laps longer to get and split the stage exactly into thirds instead of pitting a little early, and he ended up getting a too fast exiting pit road, so he had to go down and serve a penalty, and he lost a lap temporarily in that, but then he raced his way back to get back on the lead lap, I should say. And it kind of stinks for him because the strategy definitely worked, because he, even though he pitted, I think it was like 10 laps later, he made it all the way back up to, I want to say it was like 15th or 14th before the next round of green flag runs. And then ended up, spoiler alert, finishing 6th in the race. So he had a pretty decent shot at potentially winning this race. So that kind of stunk and ruined the rest of his day.
Yeah, that's brutal. Not what you need there.
Nope. But yeah, then notably, I think it's, yeah, this next round of pit stops, your boy Josh Berry misses pit entry and loses time.
My boy, what are you doing, Stuart Haas?
Doing terribly, that's what they're doing.
You can't do that.
And he loses quite a bit of time doing that. But big news here on this round of pit stops, Kyle Larson beats Martin Truex out of pit lane because they pitted at the exact same time. Truex leading, but Kyle Larson leading out. But that lasted all but a lap and a half until Truex just is like, I am not giving up this lead, and just drove the tires off that sucker until he got the position back from Larson. But Hamlin Bell's teammate decided to pull the same strategy that Bell did or tried to pull on the first round of pit stops. And he waited, I want to say another 10, 15 laps before he pitted. It was only like 5 laps. I was reading it wrong. Until he pitted, just to get that little bit of extra fresh tires later on in the run. And it was working for him pretty darn good. He's passing cars left and right. And he got to third place with about 30 laps to go, installed behind Logano, and couldn't really do anything there. But him and Logano were slowly catching Truex, because Truex was too busy complaining about lap traffic instead of passing it. They weren't really going to catch him. It didn't look like it until a lap and a half to go. Kyle Larson and Bubba Wallace saved the day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Larson gets a little loose on the straightaway. Bubba Wallace refuses to acknowledge it and taps Larson's rear end and spins him through the infield. Oh. And with how spread out the field was and how, I guess I'll call it, elegantly he crashed, he only lost, I think, 2 spots on the track. So he was pitting. I think he crashed in out of fifth. Fifth. And went back to sixth, I think, during that whole kerfuffle. So all in all, not the worst. So everyone pits, and Denny Hamlin takes the lead from Truex. Very, very frustrated Truex. So I think it was Hamlin, Truex, then Bubba, or no, Logano, then Larson, I believe, were the top 4. We get the restart where Denny Hamlin may or may not have jumped it. Truex thinks he did, but NASCAR said he didn't. So Hamlin gets a good lead and gets a jump on Truex into turn 1, and then going into turn 3 and coming out of turn 4, Hamlin officially takes the lead, clears Martin Truex Jr. Super upset. Truex also then gets past Logano and then eventually Larson, coming to the green flag, and Logano passed him fine, but as soon as Larson got below him, coming down the backstretch on the last lap, Truex just like door slammed Larson for no apparent reason at all. And Larson did not take liking to that, because he used and abused Truex going into turn 3 and then coming onto the front stretch on the last lap. Larson just door slammed him to ruin Truex's run on the top side to not allow him to pass back for third place. So Larson keeps third with Truex finishing fourth. And then further on down the front stretch, Larson tries to slam Truex into the wall, rightfully so, for just getting destroyed for no reason. Coming on the cool down lap, Truex gives Hamlin a few bumps. Goes to down pit road all pouty like. But Chase Elliott getting a really good run here. We'll finish through the top 10, getting a top 5, so that was good for him and his attempt at a resurgence this year from his down year last year. And then we got Christopher Bell 6th, Byron Keselowski, Buescher, and then Tyler Reddick finishing out the top 10. And Josh Berry, oh so close, missing out on the top 10 at the 11th place finish. So, you got any thoughts on the Truex I guess he'll call it personal issues.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's kind of silly. Like, I get why he's upset, because he basically lost the race because of an accident, or, like, no fault of his own, really. I mean, you could argue he could have won it at the end there, but, yeah. But, I mean, it, like, happens to everybody. And then also he, like, I don't know, hitting Larson's kind of silly. And then, like, yeah, at least he topped Hamlin, because he also got cheated a little bit by Hamlin leaving early. Which, I mean, to be honest, I think Hamlin's probably still wins it, even if he doesn't leave early. But it's just another thing that, like, tallies it. And yeah, I don't know. Truex loves to, I don't know where his head's at with some of these things. I think he just, like, loses it sometimes. It reminds me of, like, he's not going to win the war, so whatever he said the one time.
Yeah.
Just like, dude, you don't even make sense. Like, yeah, I don't know. It's pretty silly to me.
Yeah, the only fault I see here is, yeah, Hamlin started rolling before the restart zone. Like, it was very close. So I see NASCAR making a judgment call there that he was close enough, which, I don't know, in my mind, if you have the restart zone, might as well enforce it. So, I don't know. And even then, like, if Hamlin did get a penalty there and NASCAR deemed him to have jumped the restart zone, it's not like Truex kept second place and he would have won. I mean, Logano wins.
Yeah.
The penalty gets enforced. He couldn't even hold on to second place or third place. So, I mean, I understand him being upset and not having a fair shake at it on the restart, but you definitely don't have the preferred line. The inside line has been dominating all restarts the entire day, outside of the first one, but that was on wet conditions. So it's, I don't know. I see, yeah, no reason he should be complaining other than just generally upset that the caution came out, but not like mad at any one particular person.
Right.
Why he lost the race.
Yeah, a little silly. Yeah, and then I guess the other big thing was Hamlin jumping the restart. And what should have happened? So right away, NASCAR said, nope, looks clean to me. But then I saw later that they had said, like, it was a missed call or something.
Yeah, I didn't see that. I've only seen NASCAR say it was good. Two clean. Thumbs up.
Yeah, right away, like, right after the race, they're like, looks good. And then I saw something on Reddit that was like, somebody in NASCAR admitted they messed up. Where are you?
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like this is something that could be solved, like, very easily. Because they have all of the information. Like, I'm sure the start finish or the restart zone is a timing loop. They have, like, the SMT data or whatever it's called for, like, throttle position and braking and stuff. So it's like, did they hit the gas before the timing loop? It shouldn't be like a NASCAR judgment call. It should be a black and white, like, here's the data, you started accelerating
right
before the restart zone.
Right.
It should be like a computer generated, like, printout. It's like, oh, he cheated, get him out of here.
Get him out of here. Yeah. Silly.
Because, I mean, everyone, to the naked eye, everyone could jump the restart, but it looked like nobody jumped it because they all stayed, like, proportionally together. You could really only see that they jump it if they actually speed up before everyone else. So it's like, it's almost impossible to tell by the naked eye if you truly do jump the restart, unless you, like, get a huge advantage, like your car link ahead of them before the restart zone.
Yep. Yeah,
so
I agree.
I feel like this could be better.
But it definitely could. It doesn't even take, like, yeah, I don't know.
Who knows? Did you see the one comment? I forget what it was, but it was a former F1 racer commented on NASCAR racing compared to F1 racing. And he's like, this race makes me feel like I'm at a county fair somewhere. And I'm racing.
You kind of are.
On the fairgrounds. Which is insane to me.
It was at Coda, right?
Yeah, Coda.
Yeah, I mean, he was also in the trucks, I think, right?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I could kind of see that. I feel like they just have less things in general.
Yeah, I could see it technology-wise between the cars and stuff. But I don't know. I guess, I don't know. I've never been to an F1 race, so I can't say anything. I know you have, right, Deck?
Yep.
So, like, we're there. Outside of, like, the racing itself and the technology difference between the cars, I mean, was there, like, a bunch of, like, pre-race and post-race and in-race stuff? They're coming around with, like, t-shirt cannons and giving
you stuff? Yeah, I mean, the setups just felt more, less NASCAR-y. I don't know how else to put it. Like everything was more put together, I'd say. And, like... Yeah. Like booths and like food and everything like felt more like, I know we laughed at like the whatever the $20 hamburger at the F1 race, but like I don't know, and it could be like it's probably different places, but I think at like Coda in particularly, maybe I haven't been for the NASCAR race, but for the F1 race I don't know, it just felt a little fancier, and maybe I don't know, he could also just be like saying that to, like, I don't know, get a rise, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Like, because, like, it was at Coda. Like, there's no way it's, like, that much crazier. And I get, like, there's definitely different vibes, but I don't know.
Also, different fan bases, I feel like.
Yeah, that's probably the biggest thing, to be honest.
F1 racers are more, I guess I'll call it, like, European-based, where they have a different style of living and expectation, where most NASCAR fans are like not necessarily deep south but southern regions, and also have a different style of living than across the pond, some say. So yeah, that could definitely be a big factor in it too. But yeah, I just thought it was a funny comment. I was just like, I feel like I went back to racing like demo derbies at county fairs instead of actually racing a stock car.
Yeah.
But to each their own. All right. We jumped ahead of ourselves a little bit with news. Anything else? Any final statements here on Richmond?
Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was cool they got to use the rain tires. I think it's funny how Truex made a tantrum, and then I don't know, NASCAR, get your rules together, buddy.
Yeah,
it's just like, it's annoying that there's not what makes it annoying is there's not like consistent rulings, I guess, just like like, come on, guys.
Yeah.
Hopefully, since they admitted it, they'll get better. I don't know. I don't think there's going to be like a major change right away, but.
Or the guy that admitted it just got fired.
Yeah, right.
But, yeah. For Richmond, I don't know. Richmond, there usually isn't too many heated arguments. I mean, it is a short track, so there are some, but it felt like this race, there were quite a few driver arguments during and after the race. Did you see Suarez and Barry talked it out after the race?
Yeah.
It was just like Suarez essentially saying, he's not my friend anymore.
You're not my friend anymore. Yeah.
Which, I don't know, it was kind of a bozo move for Barry. is just like, I'm keeping in the middle lane, even though I'm the car below. I'm just going to drive straight in the corner and Suarez will go over me. And it'll be okay.
But
we move on to Martinsville, where payback happens.
Payback
always happens.
Did you see Bubba go up to Larson after?
Yeah, I did. He's just like, my fault.
Yeah, well, he also said, like, I'm ready for what's coming to me, which is funny.
which is funny, though, because Larson definitely got a better finish out of it because that happened than what he would have.
Oh, it definitely helped him.
I mean, it hurt Bubba a lot because he had a terrible restart. Yeah, he finished 13th when he was about to be running 4th. But, that was like, yeah, the big three, I guess, talks after the race with MTJ and himself, Barry and Suarez, and Larson and Bubba.
Nice.
All right. But hey, Truex at least still is leading the Cup Series standing, so he has that going for him.
I'm sure he feels great about that.
Yeah, absolutely wonderful. But you know who should feel wonderful? It's you.
I know, I'm pretty amazing.
I'm the best around, man. Nice. Well, congratulations, you're up 4-3. Once again, tight race so far this year. So
pretty tight.
See if one of us can get on a run.
Probably me.
Better be me.
We'll see. I'm using up a lot of my spots right now, so it's going to be interesting.
Me too. I always seem like I have extra uses of like the better drivers in the field, so yeah, I'm kind of doing the same thing this year and making sure I use up everyone and not have like a start or two left. Yep. So who you got going into Martinsville? Land of the hot dogs.
I got your boy, MTJ, coming. He's going to be on a tear. He's going to win the war. He's coming out. I have Blaney for some reason. Seemed like a good pick. Christopher Bell, because I haven't really used him. I have Chase Elliott, because he did good last week, and he sometimes is good at Martinsville. I don't know. I think he's turning around a little bit. I still don't think he's going to win, but that is what it is. Tyler Reddick also, because I have used him a lot. And then Denny Hamlin in the garage, in case I need to pull somebody in there. And then I have Truex over Hamlin, Byron over Blaney for some reason, Gregson over Briscoe, again, for probably not a good pick. and then, again, Kyle Busch over Logano. Horrible pick. I think I'm going to change that right now, actually.
If you can.
I'm changing it. Yeah, I got it. Okay.
All right, good. Well, good thing you have a lot of confidence in all your picks. So I have Seabell, Clyde Elliott, Alex Bowman, Kyle Busch, Bubba Wallace, and in the garage, Joey Logano, Mr. Hair. He's a hair haver. Then for my matchups, I've got Denny Hamlin over Truex, because Truex is going to crash himself, 100% guarantee. Then Blaney over Byron, because I said so. And Briscoe over Gregson. And then Kyle Busch over Logano. It's got to happen. Kyle Busch can't be bad all the time. He's got to be good eventually.
No. Disagree.
Not a chance. But all right. So, yeah, Martinsville. April. Oh, it's a... Wait. Oh, I read that very wrong. It's April 7th at 3 p.m. I thought it was at 7. I'm like, another Sunday night race? But no, it is not a Sunday night race. It is a Sunday afternoon race. The Cookout 400.
Oh, we're cooking out. By the Martinsville
they dropped
speed,
100 though. Laps.
Yep.
Nice.
Pretty cool.
I like it.
So I think, yeah, definitely need it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it'll be good.
Yes.
What else we got going? Yes.
Denny Hamlin said he won the race because of his pit crew, not his jumped restart.
I think a little of both there, buddy.
Yeah.
Again, like I said, I think he still probably wins even if he doesn't jump the restart. But he still jumped the restart. It's like once you do that, you can't. You have like no right to say you would have won still. Because it's like, yeah. Well, then why did you do that then? Or just like, I don't know. Like, that just seems so silly to say. Like, yeah, having the first place position was probably a bigger factor, but you still cheated, buddy.
Hamlin cheated.
I cheated. Yeah, he stole a balloon there. Pretty badly. He stole a lot of balloons. Yeah. I don't know what you're gonna do. Oh.
Ooh.
I don't know.
Did you see a Chris Myers tweet here?
No.
It says, don't expect NASCAR to race on Easter Sunday in the near future or at the Los Angeles Coliseum. But you can expect racing in South California at a track yet to be determined.
Uh-oh, where's that going to be?
Streets of LA, baby.
Streets of LA. I doubt it. You think so? Is that your guess?
No. They're going to race in Dodger Stadium. They're going to convert the baseball field into a race car track. It'll be the best.
It'll be something.
I don't know what that means. Are there even any tracks there that are like big enough and can house a NASCAR event?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I'm not familiar enough.
Let's see here. There's probably a big one that I'm just like missing.
Laguna Seca,
Orange Show, Laguna Seca, maybe Adam Park, South Carolina. Yeah, a few road courses.
Yeah, I only see road courses down there.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Good question. Yeah, I guess I could hop the border. Go to Laguna Seca. Cause that's in Mexico, right? Or no, it is in California.
Yeah. That's a Cali.
That's Cali. I was too zoomed in on Google Maps. I got confused for a second.
Getcha.
Yep. All right. Any news you're seeing?
Nothing crazy.
I saw a post on Reddit that brought back a comic that was made about Truex. It's like, the lap cars aren't letting me pass them. They're ruining my line, and then it zooms out, and the lap cars are like a half lap ahead of them.
Yeah, I remember that. Oh, man. Yeah, he does like to complain. I'll give him that.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? All right. Oh, if you got nothing else.
I think we're good. Nothing. Watch the Martinsville race. It's shorter, and
ooh, it's on FS1.
Something fun will happen, I'm sure. FS1, my favorite. Cool. We'll see you people next week.